From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In southern Iraq, armed supporters of a radical Shiite Muslim cleric clashed again today with troops of the U.S.-led coalition. Troops from Italy, Britain, Ukraine, and Bulgaria came under fire in separate incidents. The radical cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, moved into the Shiite holy city of Najaf and vowed that the intifada, or the uprising, will continue. Also today, U.S. Marines continued their efforts to seal off the Iraqi city of Fallujah and hunt down insurgents responsible for last week's killings of four Americans. More on that in a moment. But first to NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, I understand you went to Najaf today. What can you tell us about the situation there?
Well, scores of Muqtada al-Sadr's militiamen are in the center of the city. These men are known as the Mehdi Army, and they appear eager for the world to be aware of their presence there. They were brandishing their Kalashnikovs and their rocket-propelled grenades before the television cameras, and they were posing in a truck, a pickup truck, which bore the logo of the US-sponsored Iraqi police force, a force that was conspicuously absent there.
You were there to go to a news conference, I understand, that Muqtada al-Sadr was supposed to be presenting, and he did not show up. What happened?
Well, journalists were greeted by some armed men who were told who told us that we would be taken to meet Muqtada Sadr himself, who at that stage was said to be engaged in a sit-in in a mosque in a nearby town, but we were told that he had then moved. However, when we assembled for a press conference in a building that was the Najaf Sharia court, we were actually treated to a performance by one of his aides. His aides prepared and presented some conditions which they said would have to be satisfied for the intifada to be brought to a close. They said it was impossible for anyone to do this without these conditions being met. And these were to stop killing people in residential areas, for the coalition forces to stop killing people in those neighborhoods and to retreat from those neighborhoods immediately. And they also demanded for the release of Iraqi detainees, whom they said numbered about 10,000.
Meanwhile, there's an arrest warrant that's been issued for Muqtada al-Sadr. What have the coalition authorities in Baghdad had to say about that?
Well, as the aides to al-Sadr were in Najaf wooing and performing to the press, so too occupation authorities were summoning the cameras to their base in Baghdad, the heavily fortified compound in the green zone, and they produced a senior legal advisor who gave the media step-by-step details of Sadr's alleged crimes. He accused him of stealing religious funds, of inciting the murder of three other people, apart from the rival cleric whom he's accused of killing in Najaf. The legal advisor declined to explain why the arrest warrant over the murder of that cleric, Al-Khoi, was made public months after being issued and only after the current violence began. He said that was an operational matter.
Muqtada al-Sadr has had a rivalry with the most influential Shiite cleric in Iraq. That's the Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Has Mr. al-Sistani reacted to the violence by al-Sadr's followers?
No, but Muqtada al-Sadr's people did say that they had had a delegation from Ayatollah Sistani's office only hours before we met them, and they said that Sistani supported and sympathized with them. However, journalists who went to Sistani's office in Najaf, including NPR, were met by armed guards. They struck a far less conciliatory tone. They looked grim-faced and told us that they'd been instructed not to talk and there would be no statement.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.